RFP could not get the 61 seats they need to be able to form a government. They only got 56, and as such, they had to form a coalition government with other parties, and they went into a partnership with AD, which got 5 seats, and MEC, which got 4 seats. And that gave them, I think, 65 seats for them now they to form a government.
What happened to parties like the All Basotho Convention, ABC, and Democratic Congress, DC, that dominated the most recent government in Lesotho? Why do you think they are not part of the new coalition government?
They have not opted for ABC or DC, and I'm not surprised, because as you ask, how come, what happened to these two parties in the last election? They were the major parties in Lesotho and garnered most seats, and they ended up being in a coalition together after the first coalition of four parties from the 2017 election fell through in 2020, when Tom Tabane also had to step down. So really, we are not surprised that they performed this badly, particularly the ABC, because from 2019, the ABC has been embroiled in internal fights, and as a result, service delivery suffered. And it was very sad, because ABC was voted in by a lot of people because they wanted change, and this change did not come through from ABC. In fact, the perception of corruption increased highly between, say, 2020 and 2022, and the security situation, safety and security situation, has also suffered greatly. As you know, Lesotho is the murder capital of Africa, is number one in the rate of murders in the whole of Africa. So I think Basotho are glad that these two parties have not been part of the government. And I think RFP got all this support because people wanted somebody different. So Matekane had not been actively involved in politics before, because from our survey, as we have seen, people are just sick of politicians in Lesotho. So Matekane is offering them something fresh. We hope you'll not disappoint Basotho as the ABC did.
There are all kinds of challenges awaiting this new government, including political reform and the economy. What do you see as the new government's immediate challenge?
So this new government has serious challenges economically, the economy, the high unemployment rate, the safety and security. And we hope the new parliament will pass the reforms bill, which the past government did not. And I think that's another thing which has really upset the voters, because that was Basotho's voice there in that reforms bill. Because in it, it's going to address these issues of a politicization of our security agencies. So we wish them well, and we hope they will deliver for Basotho.
Lebusan, thank you once again for the opportunity to talk with you on Daybreak Africa.
Thank you.